Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Everybody be nice. I'll leave my little baby doctors alone. Again, this is not the college student's fault. I told you guys, we knew there was going to be a poop storm when there would be an attempt to decrease students' debt. And, you know, rather than speaking to us students or previous students or parents or people that have any economic sense, the administration makes a move that now Democrats are also criticizing. I live in Nevada, so we have Senator Cortez Masto, and she has disagreed with the forgiveness. She called for targeting forgiveness to families most in need, expanding federal Pell Grants. So Senator Cortez Masto, who's Democrat in Nevada, says, I don't agree with today's executive action because it doesn't address the root problems that make college unaffordable. Now, this is something that I have been calling for years. I have said college is unaffordable. We have a problem where college is too costly. Instead, the government's like, well, that's all right. Whatever they borrow, we'll just reimburse, like with Obamacare. Let the insurance companies charge whatever. We'll just give the insurance companies money. And colleges are saying, no, with inflation, our rates are going to go up. So where I stand on this political issue is I stand on the side of the students to make college more affordable. And this isn't about 10 grand. This isn't about 25 grand. This is about just, you know, college should not, it should not cost a medical student almost $500,000 to get through and afford and all the undergrad, the medical school training. You know, these industries shouldn't be about who's rich, who, you know, can borrow enough, who has, there has to be a better way to do this. Now, I've been a student. I've also worked at universities. I have taught for over 20 some years. So I have a little bit of an idea of how, you know, colleges and institutions work. And I get it. They have bottom lines. They have real estate. They have staff. But I think I figured out how we could not only save college students 10 grand, we could save them 25 grand, maybe 50 grand. All right? So, first and foremost, not all classes have to be in person. College campuses do not have to be swaths of big cities anymore. All right? Which means colleges can actually rent out a lot of the space and a lot of the empty classrooms. Now that so many classes are still online and professors aren't going back, most of the real estate's not being used. You could cut the power on that, you could cut the air conditioning, or you could rent it out. So colleges can now make money renting out space. Textbooks and books, they don't have to be expensive. In the 90s, I remember I had to buy a textbook, and there was about $150. Now I have books I've written and I sold. And here we are in 2022, and my books aren't in the hundreds of dollars range, yet textbooks, hundreds of dollars for a textbook. Why is it so expensive? Let's make textbooks cheaper. Professors. Not all professors need to be full-time. Now, you have professors who are doing research. You have professors who are counseling. You have professors that are teaching multiple classes. But the average professor is really only putting in part-time work. So not all colleges have to actually hire full-time faculty. They could hire part-time. They could adjunct things out. There are some professors where they just knock it out of the ballpark for some classes And so they could be those class, they could teach that class. And that class is the class they teach every year. And they're booked for it, they're paid for it, but it's not necessarily a triple digit salary. With all the water restrictions, you know, in California and Nevada and Arizona and everybody fighting over the Colorado River, you know, many of these college campuses do not have to have green grass. I love grass. I love green. But if these colleges are saying we're spending millions of dollars of water a year, well, then maybe they could do what the rest of us are doing. You know, going to landscape that doesn't require a lot of water. You know, maybe, you know, they can be, if maybe we have to streamline our scholarships rather than them saying, but look, we have to put all this money into scholarships. Well, I agree. Then we're putting money into scholarships, but then we're also forgiving debt. Why don't we all across the board make things cheaper? I think there's a lot of wasted money. And so, you know, there's now all this controversy over knocking $10,000 off of student debt. And I, for one, I'm like, why aren't the colleges knocking it off? You know, you're asking people that didn't go to college. You're asking people that couldn't afford to go to college. You're asking people that scrimped and saved and worked. And I worked 3 part-time jobs to go to college. I worked when I was in medical school, so I wouldn't have the loans. And you're asking them to turn around and pay the government who is letting the colleges still charge an arm and a leg. And I'm not anti-college. I'm very grateful for my college experience. I'm very grateful for in-state schools. But if, you know, somebody wants to go to Pepperdine or Harvard and they can't, so they go to undergrad, and we're helping out those people and, you know, that you know, did choose Pepperdine and Harvard, it really starts to, make it, as I said earlier, the Democrats are in trouble with this one. And even Democrats are speaking out against it because they see how unpopular it was. I love the fact that my students get $10,000 knocked off their loans. But that never addressed the college problem, right? Colleges are expensive. Saying, look, guys, we know you charged thousands upon thousands of dollars and had a whole bunch of faculty that might not have been working full time, and we get that, you know, you pay a lot for sports and athletes, and, you know, you have to wine and dine people that come to your neck of the woods. So we'll let the colleges have that one, and we'll just cover it for them. What the government said. No. Okay? You know, ask all the colleges to help and knock down a lot of what they're charging. Because honestly, if I was a student, I would do online and save thousands.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877. Oh, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So I love to drive and I love my cars. And I say cars because I had a Jeep, loved my Jeep. Then my son needed something for school. I was working, so I couldn't take him, gave him the Jeep. Then he kind of outgrew that, got a truck, and now baby boy had a Jeep, and we sold the Jeep to get something more fuel efficient. And so whether I've had a Jeep, a truck, a Corvette, I love my cars. And I love the vroom. I love pulling up to the gas station. I love the smell of gas. I just, you know, I love cars. I love electricity. I love my hair straightener. I know you can't tell, right? Yeah. I love having my lights. I love having my studio. And so one thing that I really thought would the coolest thing was the hybrid, you know, kind of where you have a hybrid of it all. I never really wanted, per se, to be completely dependent on electricity, you know, when I drive. And if I don't have the charge and I have to rely on a battery, concept was cool, but I was a little nervous about it. Well, the idea of having electric vehicles was an exciting one for those of us who love the environment and, you know, want to have less reliance on fossil fuels. All we have to do is rely on a power grid and a really, really good battery and a good car manufacturer and safety, assuming that battery doesn't cause a car fire that takes an hour to put out and you don't get burned alive. So when you start to look at those things, you're like, okay, wait a second, this could be cool. An electric vehicle could be very cool. Now, just because something is cool doesn't necessarily mean your whole life and your now behavior and your whole day has to include that. So, for example, sex is really cool, but it's only part of your day, right? It's part of my life. I think a strawberry shortcake is really, really cool, but right in moderation. So an electric vehicle, I think, is very, very cool. However, is it something that we can become 1,000% dependent on? Should those people that have more than one vehicle have maybe one electric, one fuel, just a hedge? Should those who only can afford one car, you know, feel like they have to be forced to pay for a car that's very, very expensive, or should they be able to get a car that is used, gas, and able to still get them where they need to go? So I look at the electric vehicle industry as something that we are going to embrace, we are going to hybrid into, but I don't know, something gives me, my spidey sense is telling me, we could get ourselves into a lot of trouble where we are only electric vehicle. And the reason why I have that fear is because I sometimes experience a power outage. Sometimes the power is out for a long time. My phone battery. One thing I could count on is my phone battery will go out. Batteries die. Now, a fuel pump could die. A well could dry up. I get that. But we have established for over a century how to ensure that we have fuel for our cars. We have not perfected the lifetime of a battery. We have also not perfected how to prevent power outages and what to do when our grid is overwhelmed. Now, somebody could say, oh, yeah, we know that. We got science down. It's 2022. Well, if that's the case, why are we still having power outages? Why are we forcing power outages? Why are we warning people our grids are overwhelmed? And why are cybersecurity experts, right, working tirelessly to make sure that our power grids don't get hacked? So as a concerned citizen, as somebody who loves the environment, as somebody who loves cars, and as somebody who has common sense, make sure we are in a position such that we are not completely dependent on one or the other. That's my vote. Well, California wants to make huge strides from an environmental standpoint and from an electric vehicle standpoint. And if you haven't bought stocks in electric vehicle car makers, you might want to consider it, right? I think a lot of them, GM, Ford, it's not just Tesla. And there's going to be a fight to try to get these cars cheaper. And now there's going to be a bigger push because in California, it appears they are going to go forward to outlaw the sale of all gas-powered cars by 2035. So by 2013, in 13 years, when you, you know, go to Cal Worthington and his dog Spot or whatever his, you know, those commercials, right? If you want a graded car, go see Cal. I don't know if you guys remember those commercials in California. I did. I was born in California. But rather than you going and, you know, being able to buy a nice new, you know, sexy, I don't know, Corvette or, I don't know, truck or whatever, it has to be electric if it's new. Now, used cars are going to just skyrocket in price because people who don't have the power set up in their house, those who are frustrated that there's not enough power sources to, you know, to get your car up and running, are going to be probably going, you know what, my used car is starting to fall apart. Let me get another fuel car. So used cars are going to just skyrocket. This is going to really help the used car market. It will help the economy, I mean, or the environment. It will help the environment. I think cutting back on fossil fuels is nice. I've worked for the EPA. I just don't know if we're going to get the gain we think we are. We don't have enough electric power charging stations. The biggest complaint I hear from people is there's long lines. There's not enough of them. Now, the big cities, such as California, are going to make sure they have enough. Now, I don't know what that does to the environment, having more and more power stations and power grids, and I don't know, you know, what effect that has. But for them to, in California, stop all new car sales, it will put more and more electric cars on the streets. Some of you might think that's the most fascinating and exciting thing. I'm, though, a little wary, and I still want to get a little bit more data on these car fires. I'd like to know if Ann Hedge ended up dying because her car was electric and the burns and the thermal injury she had and the asphyxiation injury she had was because her car caught on fire sooner than another car would. Fuel cars light on fire. They do. In fact, most of the accidents that end up in car fires have been fuel. But then again, there's more fuel cars on the streets. The studies are showing that electric cars can still explode in flames in an accident, and it takes longer to put out. Ann Hesh's fire, when she hit the house, took over an hour, 65 minutes to put that fire out. Now, maybe she didn't have an electric vehicle. You know, we had a case where one of the Raiders players had hit, Ruggs had hit a female in a RAV4. She and her dog reportedly were alive, and people could hear her being burned alive, and then she ends up dying in her car. Again, we aren't getting a lot of data, and we aren't getting news on were these fuel cars or were they electric. So before all of us get, you know, for those living in California or wherever we do live, before we are faced with these mandates that you are not going to be able to buy a fuel car, you're going to have to buy an electric car. We have car accidents all the time. I would like to know that my kids are going to be safe. I'd like to know that my grandkids later are going to be safe. And they're not going to be in something where if you do hit a tree or a pole, it doesn't go up in flames. I wrote a little article on this, and I found some videos which were pretty striking, where the front car, because remember the battery is under a lot of times the battery is under the chassis in the middle part of the car or near the front. So when the car hit the pole, immediately it lit up. Now, I get fuel is injected, so it's still going to hit a fuel line, but I would like a little bit more clarity on that. We just need to keep brushing it off, saying, no, fuel cars are more dangerous. Fuel cars are more dangerous. They could be. But I just want to make sure before we're all in electric cars, because I keep hearing about car fires. Car fires. I drive to work and I see a car. And it doesn't look like an old, you know, 1970s. It doesn't look like a classic car on fire. It looks like a brand spanking new. And I can't tell, you know, when I'm driving past the car fire what car it is. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in California. I just, you know, hope we know what we're getting into. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Biden's student loan forgiveness was done illegally.
People think that the President of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress.
Nancy Pelosi in July of 2021. The big contrast between Democrats and Republicans is Republicans thrive on small government, and Democrats love big, bulky government. Under Democrat President Biden, there are now more armed bureaucrats in government than there are U.S. Marines. The Columbus, Ohio Teachers Union and the Columbus Board of Education have reached a conceptual agreement, ending a strike and allowing students to return to the classrooms on Monday. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys have a tattoo? Now, I am not going to criticize tattoos. No, I appreciate the ink that many of you guys have. Girls, too. Yeah, women are getting tattoos now a lot. One thing, though, as a doctor, is I'm noticing that there are a lot more people getting ink, body ink. Some of it's exquisite. But seems like a lot of ink on one body, one human body. And I don't have a tattoo. I never got a tattoo. And I'm glad I didn't, because I would have probably gotten a tattoo of MacGyver, because when I was in my tattoo days thinking, oh, man, I really liked MacGyver. And so I, you know, one thing about tattoo is it's permanent. But taking care of veterans as a medical student, and it's interesting, the morphing of the types of tattoos that have evolved. Where when I took care of World War II vets, you saw American flags, bald eagles. Sometimes you'd have like a USO girl on, you know, a woman. And so, you know, you saw how these troops, these men in our armed forces were, very patriotic, and they would put that on their body such that, you know, if they got found by the enemy, there is no doubt, you know what, I'm American, and I'm going to die fighting as an American. It was really admirable. Yep. Then, as you started to see, you know, Korean War, Vietnam, tattoos start to get more artistic. They started to have some skull and crossbones, started to have a little bit more, non-patriotic themed. And you just started to see, you know, still beautiful and spiders and snakes, and the women, you know, they had boobies. I mean, people had boobies on their tattoos. I'm like, man, you must have served in Vietnam. Like, yeah. I was like, okay, so it looks like by the 60s you could actually have boobies, you know, done at the tattoo dark parlor. And now, oh my gosh, the colors, it's art. It's body art. We don't even call them tattoos anymore. It's body art. But when I see people have these, you know, I always wonder what's happening with the skin. Now, as a physician, patients will call up, and they might have a little reaction. Some of them may actually get a herpetic reaction, like vesicles. We think that the tattoo ink reactivates the herpes virus, and so some people will actually get these bumps, and they're actually having a herpes infection, not a general herpes, but a skin herpes infection. So I've been seeing an uptick in those. A lot of people think their tattoo is infected. Sometimes it's just the reaction to the ink. And then now we're being told that we might need to be careful, because some of these ink samples may cause cancer. Now, we spoke about this back in 2017. There was a study. It was from Germany and Synchrotron Radiation Facility. It was published in Scientific Reports, and it stated that nanoparticles from toxic tattoo elements do leak into the body. Previous studies before 2017 suggested that the ink compounds could migrate into lymph nodes, and researchers would find pigmented lymph nodes. This was the first study that identified the ink particles in nanofarm that leaked and deposited in distant tissues. So a few years ago, we talked about how we knew that the ink particles would end up trying to be, you know, the lymphatic system is your sanitation system. So the lymphatic system in your body is whenever there is something that shouldn't be there, your body has to put it in a path that's not the bloodstream. So they use the lymphatic system for that. And then the lymphatic system gets dumped, and there's a whole process with that. So we knew the tattoo ink went to the lymph nodes, but in 2017 they go, it's actually depositing in other organs. They say the lymph nodes are other areas, distant tissues. The lymph nodes become tinted with the color of the tattoo. It is the response of the body to clean the site of entrance of the tattoo. What we don't know is that they do it in nano form, which implies that they may not have the same behavior as the particles at the micro level. That's a problem. That was according to the study author. So tattoo ink, we had spoken about, contains titanium dioxide, heavy metals like lead, beryllium, chromium, cobalt, nickel, arsenic, as well as other preservatives. And the safety of it was controversial, because we've had World War II vets with old-time ink. Didn't necessarily die of cancer, you know. Didn't necessarily have dementia from that. As more and more people get ink, you know, we aren't necessarily seeing an uptick in this. But study authors are like, we need to look at this. So now researchers through SUNY, or State University of New York, as well as through the American Cancer Society, found that half of the 56 samples of tattoo inks they looked at had azo compounds. These azo compounds will degenerate under UV light, like let's say you're outside in the sun, and it could turn them into oncogenic chemicals or cancers. They said many of the particles were below 100 nanometers in size, so they could actually be small enough to get within the cell's nucleus and trigger mutations. But the big issue is that the tattoo industry is not necessarily regulated. Now, some people are like, well, hallelujah, praise the Lord, the government gets involved. But on the flip side, who's overseeing the inks that are going into your body? 3 in 10 Americans have a tattoo. In Europe, blue and green pigments have been now outlawed over concerns that they could cause cancer. Now, I was very concerned with people getting tattoos because of the infectious disease risk. If you have a parlor that's not necessarily overseen very rigorously, and they don't sterilize, most of them now do, but if they don't sterilize the equipment, you could get hepatitis, B, C, HIV, syphilis, you could get diseases. Most of these parlors, and you know, everything is supposed to be as sterile as it can. And I haven't really necessarily seen the, you know, hepatitis C outbreak that we originally, you know, years ago, it was, if you got a tattoo before this date, you have to be screened for hepatitis C. Now, with regulations, we've minimized that. But 2 in 5 Americans have a tattoo, they're saying. The numbers are rising because it's just very popular. And the tattoo has the pigment, which is the molecular compound, and then a solid compound like titanium dioxide. The tattoo ink also has fluids, alcohol-based. They bring the pigment into position between the two layers of the skin. The scientists tested 56 inks and found several had substances that were not even listed on the label. One was ethanol. Ethanol helps thin the blood, was spotted in tattoo ink. Unsure if, you know, the ethanol component could be risky. 23 pigments, especially blues and greens, had azo compounds, which could become carcinogenic if exposed to too much sunlight. So if you have a tattoo and you hang out in the sun and it's a blue tattoo or a green tattoo, that can make those carcinogenic. Now, what type of cancer? Well, we're still studying that. So are they saying what happens is the sun will hit your tattoo, or just the particles can get into tissue, you know, get near the pancreas, get near the brain, get near the liver, get near the colon, stomach, lung, cause cancer? We don't know. All we know is these are chemicals. And you know, with these chemicals, there could be, you know, some consequences. And people have been getting tattoos since I've known. I mean, tattoos, centuries. Now, you know, people have been putting, you know, being able to permanently get that ink in there. And, you know, they've been using it, you know, for rituals, for so many things. But we do need to have some oversight, because if anybody's using any sort of pigment, because it's cheaper, they could be putting some bad stuff into you. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, did you guys ever get spanked in school? I did. I got spanked so much. And I think the reason why I got spanked a lot was, one, is I was class clown. I didn't care. I would take the corporal punishment. If I can make a joke and make people laugh, it is worth it. But depending on the school district I was in, there were certain spankings. that you would get. And it was interesting because I went to 12 schools as a kid, 4 high schools, 8 elementary, middle. And when we would move back and forth between Phoenix and Vegas, and Las Vegas had more spanking flexibilities for teachers than in Phoenix. But I got spanked in Phoenix also. So I would have to be like, Dolly, come up to the front of the class. They're like, hey, Dolly's getting spanked. And I'm like, oh, man. Okay, yeah, all right, here I go. I remember, you know, I got a big tushy. So it was like I could withstand the shock. I could withstand it, right? I wouldn't cry because, you know, you'd be good. See, mind you, okay, you know, we had belts growing up. So whatever the teachers did with the paddle was, you know, I mean, it was like, you know, touching you with a cotton ball compared to, you know, the whoopings we would get. So for me, I'd be up there, we'd be giggling, and then I'd be like, oh, my tushy. And then I'd go back to class, and some of my friends would high-five me, and then some would be like, you're a dumbass, you know. Anyway, so I got spanked a lot. One of my teachers had a cane. He would hit us with a cane, but for the most part, there would be paddles, and we would be paddled. Only once I cried when I got in trouble, and that was in the second grade when Mr. Eby, my art teacher, put a dunce cap on me, and I had to sit with a dunce cap. And second grade, that was as we were moving into the 80s, we kind of got rid of dunce caps, and that made me cry because I'm like, I'm not a dunce, you know, just because I'm not very artistic and I can't draw and I can't stay within the lines doesn't mean I'm a dunce. Well, we haven't done corporal punishment. In fact, that has kind of been unpopular for a while. Not anymore. In a school district in Missouri that is really close to the Arkansas border, parents asked the school to bring back school spankings. And we are being told that now in this school district, parents can opt in to their kids getting their tushies whooped. Now, it's not a lot of whoopings. So this school district in Missouri, this is reported by Global News. It is the Cassaville R4 School District, 25 kilometers from the Arkansas border, has a new policy approved by the school board in June that has reinstated the spankings. Now, this is for the 2022-23 school year. The policy says it shall be used only when all other alternative means of discipline have failed. It should never be inflicted in the presence of other students. Now, that's interesting because I had to get up to the front of the class. No, you kept your pants on. You don't have to take off your pants. You just had to kind of stand there. And then they said to bend over, and you'd bend over, and then they'd spank you, you know, and everybody would be giggling. So you used to get spanked in the front of the class, and that was the norm. You have to be spanked in private, which I don't know if the school district is going to like that because, you know, you have a male teacher spanking my guess is they'll have a female spank a female, or they'll have a witness in the room. Because that's, I know, like, that's like, you know, most girls don't get spanked, it's the boys. Trust me. I think I got the most spankings for, yeah, I was a real little smart ass back then. Anyway, they say it should never be inflicted in the presence of other students. I think 19 states, according to Daily Mail, has corporal punishment where you could spank. It will only be administered in front of a witness and will not cause bodily injury or harm. Superintendent Marilyn Johnson, 47 years old, claimed parents were asking the school district, why can't you paddle my student? After they received several requests to reinstate the decades-old policy. I tell you, ass whoopings are coming back. They said there had been a conversation with parents, and there had been requests from parents for us to look into it, according to Springfield News Leader. And parents are now thanking the school for bringing back the ass whoopings. Okay, now they're not. Okay, I mean, it's a little spanking. By the way, there's, I think, a number limit. Older students only get 3 swats. Younger scholars will receive 1 or 2 spanks. Right now? Okay, I as a parent and as a doctor, the spankings don't work. Okay, they really don't. So if you have a kid and they made a joke or they made farting sounds, see, that's what I would do. I'd be sitting there in class, and I'd take my arm and go, oh, I can't do it with this. But I would make, like, really nasty fart sounds in class. They're like, Dolly, get up here. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, when do I graduate? I'm a senior already. I would do it as a kid. And then you'd go up there. So if you're there and somebody goes swat on the tushy, that's not going to make me stop making farting sounds. Another thing I would do is I'd blow up a brown paper bag. I would do this in the cafeteria. My parents would not let me get sack lunch, so I would borrow my other friend's sack lunches. And then make me eat the school lunch because it was cheaper, and I didn't eat it. I didn't like Sloppy Joe and all that. And then I would blow up the bag, and I would pop it. But you can't do that in this day and age because everybody hits the ground. But I would do that. I'd get in trouble for that. I would cuss. I got in trouble for cussing. I don't know why. I just, you know, my father, you know, he didn't have a good command of the English language, and he cussed a lot. And so I, you know, wanted to be my dad, and so I would drop a lot of, you know. So, Dolly, what is 5 times 5? That's 25. What's 5 times 5 times 5? Oh, crap, I don't know. Bleep. All right, get up here. So I got spanked multiple times a day. You'd think my tissue would be a little smaller. Older students whose parents opt in could receive up to 3 spanks per punishment. I already said that. Okay, no staff members could abuse you, but they can use reasonable physical force. So sometimes teachers use and parents use the hearing test where something like that isn't, but then they know they got a good whoop on that one. They say surprisingly those on social media would probably be appalled to hear us say these things, but the majority of people that I've run into have been supportive. So here's a letter. The use of corporal punishment will return in Cassville R. Roman numeral 4 schools for the 2022-23 school year. This change will give principals one more disciplinary option before students receive more serious punishments like suspensions. Parents, guardians must review and sign an opt-in form provided by the school office if they wish to authorize corporal punishment for the students. Students and parents, guardians who choose to opt in will be subject to corporal punishment per the student handbook. As a district philosophy, corporal punishment will only be used when other means of discipline have failed, and then only be in reasonable form and upon the recommendation of the principal. If you have questions about this disciplinary practice or option, please contact me or your child's principal. So, I don't know if it's really going to work. I mean, what worked for me wasn't the spankings. It was no recess. You know, when they said, okay, no lunch, that wasn't, I didn't like the lunch, so that didn't work. But, you know, an ass whooping, we talk about that a lot because a lot of our kids seem to be spoiled, you know, and they talk back at us. And, I mean, my parents, I didn't like the way they disciplined, but I got to tell you, I didn't backtalk. I thought I'd lose my teeth. You know, it was yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Oh, I asked my kids to help me with the dishes, you know, and they're like, you know, crazy, say what? You know, do you need to go into a nursing home, mom? I mean, I can't whoop their butts anymore. And I never did. I really didn't introduce the spanking. I tried. We had a spoon. I'm like, you'll get the spoon. And they're like, oh, ha, ha, we had a spoon. It didn't do anything. The kids, they don't care. So, you know, if a child is about to get suspended, I don't really see how a swat on the tushy is going to really make a difference. But, you know, parents have been asking me to bring back the ass whoopings. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.